The unsurpassed penetrating and perfect truth is seldom met with, even in 100,000 myriad kalpas. Now we can see and hear it. We can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself. Homage to the Buddha. Homage to the Dharma. Homage to the Sangha. Well, this is our first talk of the season, as it were, since the beginning of January. Our first talk. We just celebrated our transfer of merit ceremony, and we recited the Shushogi, which is a very brief synopsis of some of the fundamentals of Great Master Dogen's teaching in his Shushogi, in his Shobogenzo, sorry. And it's a very kind of dense text, as we know, those of us who are familiar with it. And in this text, there's a little section on repentance for our past wrongdoing. I'd explain briefly that in Buddhism, repentance is not guilt or self-recrimination. It's seeing clearly where we've gone wrong and resolving to change. It's a positive thing. It's not self-flagellation. And in this little section on repentance is a sentence that is really beautiful and inspiring. I think it's one of the most beautiful of all Dogen's writings. It's full of compassion and hope, and here it is. May all the Buddhas and ancestors who have become enlightened have compassion upon us, free us from the obstacle of suffering which we have inherited from our past existence, and lead us in such a way that we may share the merit that fills the universe. They in the past were as we are now, and we will be as they in the future. The Buddhas and ancestors are those who've gone before us, who've realized the truth for themselves, found the way to the end of suffering, and have handed down the way to find that path, that truth, to us in this present day. So we're grateful to them. We recite their names every morning here in the monastery. And in this section, we're asking them to have compassion upon us because they know what it's like to live in this world of suffering. And we're asking them to free us from suffering. Well, actually, they show us the way to free ourselves from suffering. They don't do it for us. We free ourselves from suffering by practicing the Buddha's teaching. That's what he taught, suffering and the way to the end of suffering. So as we practice the path, we find the way to the end of suffering. It says, the obstacle of suffering which we have inherited from our past existence. This is the suffering that we've created for ourselves, whether in this life or in previous lives, through our own greed, our anger, our ignorance, our selfishness, all creates suffering for ourselves and for other beings. And so we're asking the Buddhas and ancestors to help us, to have compassion upon us, and help us free ourselves from this suffering. And we're asking them to lead us out of this suffering so that we may share the merit that fills the universe. What does it mean to share the merit that fills the universe? People often ask, actually, what really is merit exactly? It's what comes from doing that which is good, keeping to the precepts, practicing meditation, practicing stillness, refraining from harming other beings or ourselves, trying to do the best we can with what comes our way, not living selfishly or heedlessly without considering the consequences of our actions, trying to live our life well. We can offer this merit to other beings, as we just did at our transferring of merit ceremony. The goodness that comes from doing our practice, our meditation, from reciting the scriptures we recited for the benefit of all beings. When we offer merit for somebody, we're not asking for a particular outcome. We're not asking that they get better from their illness or that something else happens. We're just wishing them well, really. Simply wishing them well. that all may be truly well with them, however that may turn out, however things may go, not asking for some particular thing, really when we're offering merit. Otherwise we're wanting something, and really we're just giving something, offering merit. At least, may they find true peace if a person's sick or dying or in some difficulty. May they find what is best. May they share in the merit that fills the universe and know that that is there. Well, merit doesn't just go one way. It goes both ways. We don't just offer merit as though we're especially virtuous. I have merit and they don't, you know. We also receive merit. And this is very important, both to give merit, offer merit, and to receive merit. And this is why we ask that we may share the merit that fills the universe. We both give it and we receive it, because we need merit too. We're not some special person who doesn't need any merit. We all need help. We all need merit. We all need compassion and kindness. Because this passage is about repentance for our wrongdoing. We can feel pretty bad when you think of our past mistakes, the times we've hurt other people or acted selfishly. We can think we don't really deserve merit, you know, or that we don't have enough merit to offer it to other people. Who am I to offer merit to somebody else? Do I have any merit at all? Well, we all have merit, and we all receive merit constantly. We just don't always realize it. We don't always see it. Just by living our life, by breathing in and out, we're receiving merit. The merit of our very life is right here. We don't even think of it. And everything we receive all the time that we mostly take for granted, our life, our body, the food and water and air that we receive, they're all given to us. We don't have a God-given right to any of it. We receive it as a gift from the universe. The merit that fills the universe, it's part of that. Even when we're undergoing a lot of suffering, things are really, really hard, we're still receiving merit. We're not cut off from it. Even when we're really unhappy, angry, miserable, despairing, whatever it might be, there's still merit there. We just need to kind of turn towards it, open up to it. And if we can remember this and find gratitude for what we have and what we receive all the time, it helps us immensely to open ourselves to the merit of the universe. We can truly share in that merit with an open heart of gratitude for all that we have. Because if we're just tight in our own misery, we can't open up to that. We're not really cut off from the merit that fills the universe. But we can feel as though we are. We can feel as though we are somehow excluded from that. And it's not the case at all. No matter who we are, what you've done, what you may think of ourselves, we're all sharing in that merit. The merit that fills the universe. The goodness that fills everything, whether we see it or not. When we look at all the suffering and all the problems in this world, we can forget that there is also an enormous amount of good. People helping other people, taking care of their families, taking care of their neighbors, doing the best they can to help our world in both small ways and bigger ways. And this goodness, this kindness, spreads out. It's not confined to just one small area and a small group of people, or one little moment in time. It affects everything and everybody. It spreads out, diffuses like ink in water. We all share in this merit, either consciously or unconsciously. We're all connected. We're all part of one body, that body of goodness, body of the Buddha. When we feel separate or unworthy, or that we don't deserve merit because of the things we've done or the way we feel about ourselves, we seem to cut ourselves off from that goodness that fills the universe. But in fact, as I said, we really can't cut ourselves off. But it can feel as though we are cut off from that goodness, that the blessing, the beneficence of the universe. This is why repentance in Buddhism also means letting go of our past mistakes, seeing them, accepting responsibility for what we've done, learning from our mistakes, and resolving to act differently, to change. And to stop blaming ourselves, stop carrying it around, to let it go. Okay, I'm sorry, I did this really awful thing, or I've had this, you know, really difficult stuff. Can I change? Can I do something about it? Can I do better? To stop blaming ourselves. And this is why we ask the Buddhas and ancestors for their compassion, so that we may have compassion for ourselves. That's what it really is. To have compassion for ourselves, for our own mistakes, our shortcomings, the things we've done, the way we feel about ourselves. Even when we keep making the same mistake again and again and again, we have some shortcomings that we find it really difficult to overcome, we can still ask for compassion, and we can still find compassion within ourselves to accept our shortcomings, accept our mistakes, look at them clearly. Ah, okay. How can I do better? How can I do better? Not constantly comparing ourselves with other people or what you think other people are like, but just how can I do better with this? I seem to have this really difficult temper, this really difficult neediness, or this fear, or this terrible despair, whatever it might be. How can I make the best of what I have? Do my very best with it. And actually have gratitude for that, because in fact, these shortcomings and mistakes, they help us on our way, because they help us to learn something. We don't become perfect by never making a mistake. We do better by making mistakes and learning from them. Offering and receiving merit. We don't just offer merit to people we think deserve it. Who are we to know? We also offer merit to people we don't like, or people we have problems with. Even people who do enormous harm, they may need merit more than anybody, because they're making a lot of difficult karma for themselves. And when we offer merit to people we don't like very much, or we don't think are doing a very good job with their life, we're softening our own heart towards them. We're helping ourselves, actually, to not judge them, not that hard-hearted little judgment. Whether they're people we know or people we just heard about, to offer merit for those we find difficult is a great gift, actually, not just to them, but to ourselves. We're also receiving merit by offering it. It does go both ways. Because when we soften our heart towards other people, we soften our heart towards ourselves as well. When we're harsh and judgmental towards other people, we're also harsh and judgmental towards ourselves. They should be perfect, I should be perfect, we should all be doing better than this. You know, it's miserable. But to share the merit that fills the universe, to accept people, to accept ourselves, to accept other people's shortcomings, accept our own, sharing the merit that fills the universe, it helps us to allow compassion through, to flow through us, both for other beings and for ourselves. Let it flow both ways. None of us is really cut off. None of us is unworthy of that universal merit. None of us is too awful to deserve it. None of us is separate. We're all one body. None of us is especially bad or especially virtuous. We're all a mixture of that which is helpful, that which is not so helpful. And we're all one body, one being, really. We're not separate little beings, each with our own little miserable stuff. We're all part of one body. The more we can realize this, the more we can share the merit that fills the universe. As we breathe in and out, we breathe in the merit of the universe, and we breathe it out to other beings. Just by doing our training, by wishing well to people, as I said, almost especially the people we find difficult, because that helps us to accept both them and ourselves. To read our passage again, may all the Buddhas and ancestors who have become enlightened have compassion upon us, free us from the obstacle of suffering which we have inherited from our past existence, and lead us in such a way that we may share the merit that fills the universe. For they in the past were as we are now, and we will be as they in the future. That last part, in the past they were as we are now, and we will be as they in the future. The Buddhas and ancestors were all just like us. None of them was born a saint or superhuman. They were human beings like us. All of them had to live in this world with all its suffering and with all their own mistakes and problems. They weren't perfect, but they trained themselves. They found the end of suffering, and they passed it down to us. And we can find the end of suffering too. We will be as they in the future. We just keep on going, doing our best. When you make a mistake, see it, learn from it, keep on going, learn to do better. Just keep on doing that. For they in the past were as we are now, and we will be as they in the future. Never to doubt this. Never to think that we can't do it, or that we're unworthy, or that everybody else can do it but I can't. Somehow everybody else got Buddha nature but I missed out. You know, everybody else has access to the merit that fills the universe, but somehow I don't. It's not the case. We all have access, we all share in that merit. And to open our heart as much as we can to ourselves and to other beings helps us to know that we are sharing this merit that fills the universe. And this helps us, and it helps everybody. And this is Great Master Dogen's teaching for us today. Thank you.